Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, October 6th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
I love a Thursday pod.
It's a great Thursday pod.
Feels like it's the weekend.
Except the Shocktober winning streak is over, man.
The two best days of the year just happened, but yesterday stocks fell.
Shocktober. It was fun while it lasted.
Let's hit our first story now.
Jack, what's our first story, man?
Ferrari just introduced the first ever Ferrari SUV. It's $400,000 in this economy?
But Ferrari is as recession-proof as it gets.
For our second story, to raise the price of your gas, OPEC just decided to produce less oil.
Because we all pay a gas tax to Saudi Arabia.
Our third and final story, the fastest growing shoe company in America, Nick.
What is it, Jack? What is it, Jack?
It's not Crocs anymore.
No, it's not Crocs. It's a company called Hey Dude.
So Crocs just acquired Hey Dude.
Yeah, they just bought them.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix.
Just a wonderful mix, man. Perfect for a Friday.
You told us in our survey you want more of the best one yet pod.
You told us you want more T-Boy.
You want more cowbell.
You want more T-Boy.
So this Saturday, October 8th, we're dropping a bonus episode for you.
We're dropping an interview bonus episode.
We're pretty sure it's going to be the best interview yet.
And why is that, Jack?
Because it's our first interview yet.
It's our first interview. Yetis, if you want to hang with us on a weekend too, we're down. We want to do it.
We're free this Saturday. If you happen to be around, let's hang out.
We'll chat with a business leader. You can chill on your mattress, mattress, mattress.
Can we pencil you in, Yetis and besties, for your morning Saturday latte?
How does that work? A double-digit latte and hanging with us?
I'll send a Google Calendar invite.
So this Saturday, we've got an interview episode with someone buzzy.
We even served this person their favorite burrito to get them comfortable.
Jack, should we just roll a clip? Is that the best way to do this?
A snippet of the interview?
Yeah, like a taste of the bonus pod?
Let's play a clip.
Yetis, we're going to play a short segment from the upcoming bonus interview.
If you can tell who we're chatting with,
yeah.
Can you keep it a secret?
Shh.
Push and play.
Because I made something viral on the internet, I end up, you know, on the number one morning show and with articles in the New York Times, and I started to think about how media was changing, where people sharing with other people and concepts like 6 degrees of separation and small worlds actually matter when the internet connects everyone together and it's possible to reach millions of people just by telling a few people about something that they think is worth passing on to others.
Besties, we will reveal that guest tomorrow.
Yeah, we're still editing the show.
But Jack, what's the takeaway for all our listeners out there?
You wanted more T-Boy? We're giving you more T-Boy.
Get ready for more spaghetti.
It's coming Saturday.
Now let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, one stock is beating the market over the last month, and that stock is Ferrari.
The closer we get to a recession, the better Ferrari looks.
Yeti, you're going to be at a birthday party this weekend. You're going to be at a pizza party this weekend. And you're going to hear someone mention, honestly, Jack, the R word.
Someone's going to talk about a recession.
Yeah, they're going to drop the recession. They're going to drop the R word, honestly.
Are we having a recession? Is it a recession? When's the recession?
We're feeling exposed.
We're feeling exposed.
And that's the feeling you get in a recession.
So, Yetis, we know what you're thinking.
It's the perfect time, Jack, to launch a $500,000 vehicle.
Yep, Ferrari just did it. They launched their first ever SUV.
Except, Jack, they said they don't want us to call it an SUV. It's the Puro Sangue. It means thoroughbred. It's pure blood.
It's clearly a Slytherin.
It's an aggressive choice. It's an aggressive name.
But yet, he's at $400,000. This is a Rolex with a chassis.
Because Ferrari knows the rich like a four-wheel drive car for their fifth home.
Ferrari's first four-door, four-seater, and it's got 700 horsepower and a V12 engine.
This thing looks like an Escalade that got plastic surgery in Milan and then went down to Capri for a tan.
Yetis, we are witnessing a strange contradiction in the markets right now.
This is what we found fascinating about this car. It's a trend we've noticed we call the opulence paradox.
Because after Ferrari revealed a $500,000 new car.
Yeah, Jack.
In the middle of what might be a global recession.
Kind of a shocker.
The investment bank Morgan Stanley said this.
They said Ferrari is as recession-proof as it gets.
Morgan Stanley endorsed this ridiculously expensive SUV.
Morgan Stanley said Ferrari is as recession-proof as it gets.
That's why we're calling this a paradox. CEOs seem to agree right now that the global economy faces an impending recession.
Exactly. And Jack, the first thing that changes in a recession, what is that thing?
Your spending. So if the world's buying power is about to bust, why is Ferrari debuting the most expensive product we've covered on the show?
Why is Ferrari introducing a car that has air conditioners in the headrest and an engine the size of a panda bear?
It's a Puro Sangue.
Jack, this ain't no never-ending pasta deal at the Olive Garden. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies definitely ready for more spaghetti over at Ferrari?
In a recession, the rich don't retreat.
More specifically, besties, in a recession, the rich don't cut back on spending.
In a recession, the only thing that changes for the rich is their value on paper.
The only thing that changes is the big 9-digit number on their net worth.
Instead of billions of dollars in extra cash, they only have hundreds of millions. So Yetis, they can still buy just about anything in the world.
And Jack and I see this opulence paradox in real estate.
The housing market has cooled, but homes priced over $5 million are still selling.
And we're seeing it in fashion.
LVMH, the luxury brand of France, the stock's still close to an all-time high.
And we're seeing it in Apple.
$1,400 phone, no problem. They just notched another quarter of record revenues.
Yetis, in a recession, companies catering to the rich just outperform the rest.
Because in a recession, the rich don't retreat.
For our second story, the fastest growing shoe brand in America isn't Crocs anymore. It's called Hey Dude.
So Hey Dude has been acquired by Crocs.
By the way, it's not Hey Jude, right?
It's not Hey Jude, it's Hey Dude.
It's also not the Nickelodeon show.
Oh, that's right. Forget about the Nickelodeon show.
Jack, you want to share one of our favorite things right now these days?
This is Fetch. Companies whose names are phrases.
Right. Companies whose names are phrases. Like, the best one yet. We really like that name. We think it's a good title.
We do. We really do. We also like Hey Dude, as in, hey dude, try on these Hey Dudes.
It kind of rolls off the tongue because the name of the product insists you try the product.
Now, the profit puppy here is a $60-ish pair of loafer clog-ish pairs of shoes.
Yeah, this is a shoe company. It looks like a moccasin that was raised by Tommy Bahama.
Hey Dudes have laces.
They do.
But they're just lace stumps. They're not intended to be tied.
Jack, if Dave Matthews Band hosted a barbecue, Dave would strap these on.
Crash into me with my Hey Dudes. Yet this company is another case study in the comfort economy.
The pandemic trend of casualization, of dressing down, of doing something a little more chill.
Of prioritizing comfort and not fashion.
In fact, Jack and I have noticed like a funny theme going on here, right?
The three best-selling pandemic shoes.
Yeah.
They all don't have laces.
Birkenstocks, Crocs, and Hey Dudes.
No laces. Kind of a lazy economy, actually.
Not really the comfort economy. It's kind of a lazy economy.
But Yetis, Hey Dude is putting up numbers that would make Under Armour sweat.
That's the shocker. Hey Dude looks chill, but it's filled with a whole lot of threats to every other shoe company.
It's growing faster than Liquid Death.
Get this. According to the Wall Street Journal, sales of Hey Dude shoes doubled last quarter from last year.
Sales are about to hit $1 billion a year for Hey Dude.
Now, Jack, can we sprinkle on a little more foot context here?
Allbirds does about $300 million in sales a year.
And since Hey Dudes are half the price of Allbirds, that means an interesting thing.
That means there's about 6 pairs of Hey Dudes for every 1 pair of Allbirds in this country.
If you're strolling around the marina of San Francisco, let that sink in.
So Crocs decided to acquire Hey Dudes this year for $2.5 billion.
Crocs realized the fastest growing shoe in America looks a lot like Crocs, so they bought that company.
They bought the threat. But here's the surprising thing about Hey Dude.
The founder of Hey Dude is a designer whose home is in Italy, where the shoe was based. It's based in Tuscany.
And yet, the best-selling market for Hey Dude isn't stylish New York City, Paris, or Rome.
No.
It's middle America.
Hey Dudes are, get this, selling out in rodeos across the south of America.
Hey Dude's best market is the Midwest of the United States, Kroger country.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Hey Dude?
Trendiness doesn't always happen in trendy places.
Yetis, last month, Jack and I told you about the fastest growing jewelry company in America.
It was Kendra Scott, whose jewelry doesn't sell on the coasts, it sells in middle America.
For example, her store in Beverly Hills failed, but then her jewelry took off in sororities across the South.
That's not the only thing winning in the middle.
No, it's not.
The top-selling streaming device in America?
It's not Apple TV. It's Roku.
The top-selling vehicle in America?
It's not Tesla. It's still the Ford F-150 pickup truck.
And the fastest-growing shoe brand in America.
It's not Allbirds. It's Hey Dude.
These things aren't trending on the trendy coasts, but they're mighty in the middle.
Because trendiness doesn't only happen in trendy places.
Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
A lot of Yetis don't realize how much prep work goes into this pod.
We spend hours every morning jumping in T-boy style to earnings reports, CEO tweets, breaking news headlines.
Yeah, Jack and I are toggling tabs like you toggled IM convos in 2004.
Having 8 tabs open can be stressful. You don't need that, especially when investing.
Robinhood offers it all in one app.
Whether you want to trade options, ETFs, or stocks through Robinhood Financial,
or you want to buy some Bitcoin on Robinhood Crypto,
you can do it all on the Robinhood app.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood.
For our third and final story for the new Friday, OPEC Plus just announced plans to increase the price of our oil.
It's great news for autocratic oil regimes.
It's great for them.
Bad news for the rest of us.
Jack, can we talk about the highlight of this summer? Because the highlight of this summer apparently wasn't Miles Teller's mustache in Top Gun 2, although
fantastic. We've mentioned that a few times, so apparently that was our highlight.
I don't see anyone under the age of 30 who doesn't have a mustache these days.
The highlight for everyone else was the steady decline in gas prices starting in June.
I'm not gonna lie, I tried to do one, but I can't even pull it off. It's actually pretty impressive.
Yetis, for 3 straight months, the gas price in this country fell.
And your budget was loving every minute of it.
But all of us spending less at the pump, that was bad news for Saudi Arabia and Russia.
And it was bad news for the 22 other mostly autocratic regimes in OPEC Plus.
OPEC Plus, not a streaming network.
No, it is not.
It's a cartel that tries to control the global oil market.
Yeah, you remember it used to be called OPEC, but like then they added the plus because they decided to add Russia and others.
And now OPEC Plus, they want to make more money.
Yeah, so what are they doing, Jack?
So they announced yesterday they're cutting production big time.
A lot of time, really huge.
They're pulling out less oil from Mother Earth.
Now, Yetis, we know what you're thinking. Okay, like how huge is this change? OPEC changes oil production every like other month or so. Like, why is this such a big deal?
OPEC Plus said yesterday they're going to pump 2 million fewer barrels of oil per day.
Yeah, that is roughly 2% of the global oil supply gone, disappeared.
Now, 2% may not sound like a huge dent to the global oil supply.
It reminds me of milk.
But the effect on prices could be huge.
Yeah, because Yetis, let's sprinkle on some context here. When grocery stores are short on raspberries, you can just switch to strawberries.
And when they're short on strawberries, you can switch to schnozberries.
But Jack, what happens when we're out of some oil, even if it's just 2%?
You can't easily switch to something else.
There isn't really much of an alternative. You're not putting schnozberries in your car.
That's why a 2% cut in oil leaves the world scrambling, and that can drive up the price.
And that is why OPEC cutting oil supplies like this is such a brazen move to increase oil prices.
And for OPEC Plus, it worked.
Yeah, the price of oil rose 5% leading up to the meeting. Like, just leading up to this meeting.
And it jumped another 2% yesterday on the news, and the reduction doesn't even start until November.
And those higher oil prices, you're going to feel them.
They're going to eventually trickle down to the gas pump.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for all of our buddies who really depend on oil, which is all of our buddies?
Oil is a daily tax levied on Americans by Saudi Arabia and Russia.
Yetis, the key reason the U.S. has been an ally to Saudi Arabia, it's oil. Like, it's just oil. We buy a lot of oil from them. That's why.
But now, Saudi Arabia is siding with Russia.
They are.
Because they both export oil and they have that common interest.
And one of the most important variables in whether or not we face a recession, it isn't in Washington, D.C.
It's completely out of our control. It's 7,000 miles away in Riyadh and Moscow.
So the way we see it, OPEC's move means higher gas prices, which are basically a tax on every American consumer. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Ferrari's new SUV demonstrates the opulence paradox.
In a recession, the rich don't retreat.
And our second story, hey dude, it's the fastest growing shoe brand now owned by Crocs.
Yeah, trendiness. It doesn't just happen in the trendy places.
Our third and final story is OPEC Plus. They just announced a 2% increase in your streaming. a 2% cut in global oil supply.
Saudi Arabia basically just levied a new tax on the oil consuming world. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Jack Leonard from lovely Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
The New York Yankees have been a team for 119 seasons.
The New York Yankees have had 119 seasons to set them some records.
That's 119 seasons of 162 games, plus a whole bunch of playoff games.
Okay, but last night, they didn't just set one record. You may have heard of that one record. They actually set two records.
We all saw that Aaron Judge hit home run number 62, breaking the New York Yankees record.
Okay, but you may not have noticed that later on, in that same inning, a New York Yankees pitcher also set a record.
Gerrit Cole threw his 249th strikeout of the season.
Okay, now Jack, your brother, little Teddy Kramer, sent in this fact as well. Can you whip up what those two records are for us?
Two New York Yankees records, both broken in the same inning.
Combined.
Now, of course, Aaron Judge's record was also an American League record, but the two guys behind him are also Yankees.
Because we're all looking at the pinstripes.
Catch me if you can. I know that quote.
Yetis, you look fantastic today. And if you haven't yet, remember, the best way to grow the pod, HYHTBOY.
Have you had the best one yet?
If you know, you know.
Nick and I'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, to all the Yetis who were fasting yesterday, welcome back from Yom Kippur.
And congratulations to Mindy Hughes, who completed her mid-year's resolution this week with 3 months to spare.
She learned how to scuba dive already.
Scuba, the self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Mancy Sarin, happy birthday over in Toronto, Canada.
And happy 30th to Anne-Marie Gast, who's celebrating down in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
And happy birthday to Paul Drew, turning 46 over in Flower Mount, Texas, legendary Yeti.
Happy first birthday as a married man to Diego Ramirez over in Philadelphia.
And a happy birthday to Barbara Zweig, originally from Garden City, now in New York City.
If I know Barbara like I think I do, she'll be celebrating in a conga line down there in Santa B. And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Crocs, Ford, and Roku, and Nick and I both own stock of Apple and Robinhood. Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
A lot of you listen to our show while you're driving.
Two hands on the wheel. Keep it 10 and 2.
You might be cruising, Chris. No rush. Stay in the right lane.
Or you might be Darlene from Dunkin', dotting from lane to lane.
Yeah, there are different drivers on the road.
they're different investors too.
Maybe you're cruising down the long-term lane with stock investing, or maybe you're a more advanced full-speed trader.
Well, the Robinhood app helps put you in the driver's seat wherever you're at in your investing journey.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned by or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood.
That's Molly's aunt.
I know.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, she's gonna kick out. She listens every day. All right, that is so good.
It's insanity.
That's hilarious. it's like so funny.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.